got with us this morning Scott Sanders with the Earth Day Coalition. They've got a special event coming up. It's an annual event for them. It's their 15th annual Instrumental Evening for the Earth. And he joins us this morning along with the head chef at AMP 150, Jeff Jarrett, who's on the line with us this morning. First of all, let's start out with you, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for stopping in today.
Good morning, Bruce. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, we've talked with Scott in the past for the Earth Day Coalition. They have your Earth Day, which goes on at the zoo many times, and other events that they have going on. But this is the first time Scott's been joining us in studio today. I guess tell me a little bit about this event. It's almost like half a year later from when like Earth Day is going on, and you have this event in the fall. What's the purpose of this?
Yeah, this is one of our big events. This is our annual fundraising event, and we bring together now in its 15th year, members of the Cleveland Orchestra. We're going to have Dan McKelway and Lemby Vescovitz of the Cleveland Orchestra, along with internationally renowned friends pianist Jensoon Hwang and cellist Keith Robinson, who'll be playing performances by Beethoven and Chopin.
Now, this takes place at the West Shore Unitarian Universalist Church in Rocky River. Exactly where is that located? What's the...
Well, it's real easy. It's just about 7 minutes from downtown Cleveland, right off of I-90 on the Hilliard Road exit.
Okay.
And it's on the south side. Beautiful church. They've done a beautiful renovation, green renovation of that church, and have a fabulous acoustic venue in their sanctuary.
What do you mean a green renovation?
Well, doing all kinds of things that make the building more environmentally friendly. Daylighting, so you don't need to use as many lights, timers on the lights, energy efficiency. And just a really pleasant building to be in. It's very new.
The event, and again, you have with us on the line, we have with us Jeff Jarrett from
yeah.
AMP 150. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, is this an early time for a chef? I know many times late night cooking, or is you have to get it and do a lot of prep work in the morning time?
No, I'm actually on the way to work, so I mean it kind of works out good.
Okay.
I mean chefs are always working.
Tell you what, Bruce, Jeff, I don't know, Jeff, if you were there, but I know you were represented at L'Amour Divin recently in Avon. You had some wonderful dishes there.
Thank you. Yeah, I was there.
This event that you have coming up, what makes it so special that you like to be a part of it?
Well, I mean, for what we do at AMP 150, it represents, you know, us tying in with the community and things that we try to do to be green, sustainable, et cetera. So it's always great to support anything the Earth Day Coalition does, and you know, we buy a lot of sustainable local food, so it just kind of makes sense to partner up with them and work with them and put on a great event.
Was that a commitment that you wanted to do, or how did that sort of come about that you decided this is how we want to get that food and use that in our restaurants?
Well, I mean, in terms of this evening, you know, we always try to participate in a lot of community things. We're always trying to give back and get ourselves out there and do things. So we kind of have a relationship with one of the ladies that does a lot of work with Earth Day Coalition. So anytime she has something pop up, she kind of gives us a call and says, "Are you interested?" We've done the stuff at the zoo before and just participated in things. So, you know, they asked us to do the catering for it that night, and it just kind of makes sense for us.
Well, you talk about how you use local sustainable food. I mean, as they say, the closer the food is from the earth to the table, the better it is, I suppose.
Absolutely, and at AMP 150, we go as far as during the spring, summer, early fall, we grow a lot of our produce in the back of the hotel where we're located. We have a little quarter-acre farm out there that we do tomatoes, peppers, beets, cucumbers, zucchini, corn. So we're trying to bring that in a little bit closer to us so that we don't have to, you don't truck as much in and, gas and all that stuff. So we try to really do that. And then what we kind of can't grow, or once we're getting into the season like we are now, we still try to continue to buy things local. And, we have people that just drop them off in bands, instead of trucking in a big semi full of stuff. We try to support the local people.
We are talking with Jeff Jarrett from AMP 150, also Scott Sanders from the Earth Day Coalition. Scott, tell me a little bit about, is that what you see in the area with many restaurants and other companies trying to go into this different, more sustainable, local kind of atmosphere?
Yes. In fact, Cleveland, the Cleveland area, the greater Cleveland area, has one of the most thriving local and sustainable food economies anywhere in the country. This past year, in partnership with Sustainable Cleveland 2019, one of the mayor of Cleveland's initiatives, Mayor Frank Jackson. Local and sustainable food was highlighted through a series of events, and one of them was our Earth Fest that we presented this past spring. The theme is carried over into this event, so we're really highlighting local and sustainable food at this event through the participation of Jeff at AMP 150, and also a lot of the auction items will be themed around local and sustainable food. We're going to be auctioning off chef tables, for example, from different restaurants in the area that feature local and sustainable food.
Well, I thought maybe they'd have a package of magic beans or something. See, you know, something that's do-it-yourself garden type of thing going on there. This, again, is coming up on what day is this? This is November 9th.
Yeah, it's November 9th from 6 to 9:30 p.m.
And again, it's at the Western Unitarian Universalist Church in Rocky River. How important is this event to what the Earth Day Coalition does throughout the year?
Well, it's very important for us, I think, in two ways. One, it helps us raise some very much-needed revenue through the fundraising aspect of the evening, the auctions, the ticket sales. And it also provides us with revenue to go into the new year as we start our programming for 2013. Next year, we'll be focusing on advanced and renewable energies, our theme, and partnering with a lot of local organizations, NASA, for example, to really showcase some of the great technologies that folks can use in that arena. And so it's great from that perspective. It's also a great time to get together with a lot of our friends and cohorts. This year will be unique in that we'll be honoring Chris Trapal, who has been my co-executive director for 23 years. She'll be retiring on November 11th.
Tell us, Scott, a little bit about how your group has grown and prospered over the years.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had a long journey through the early years of the environmental movement. Back starting in 1970, I took part in a grade school environmental event where we put together an Earth Day celebration in our gymnasium that I helped organize. And fast forward
you were hooked early on.
Very hooked from that event. Fast forward to 1990 and jumped in to help organize this event in Cleveland to showcase the 20th anniversary of Earth Day. And since that time, we've had 23 years of Earth Days that we've organized and held down at the zoo. We have grown to be an organization that encompasses a variety of different programs.
I've got an Earth Day membership card from back in the 70s or something. I set away for it, and they gave me this package, and it had this kind of crazy character that was like a glut and told you all these things you're not supposed to be doing to waste water or electricity or anything like that.
You still have it?
It's somewhere. Of course.
Of course you do.
Craig, come
you
on.
You have everything.
It's right next to my Pee Wee Herman doll and my Ed Grimley talking doll and all that other things. You know, of course. As Susie once told me, she says, "You're going to have a great garage sale." I says, "If they have a sale, it'll be an estate sale, not a garage sale at that time with all the things that I have." But the Earth Day Coalition event, again, is coming up on November 9th from 6 to 9:30. It's an instrumental evening, so you got a lot of those very professional musicians coming in to perform. Tell me a little bit about that and how you coordinate with those groups.
Well, two of the musicians, actually three now, I'm getting to know more and more of the folks from the Cleveland Orchestra, but Dan McKelvey and his wife Lemby Veskimitz have done this event since the very beginning. It was their idea. They wanted to find a way to engage in an area that they're very concerned about, which is the protection of the environment. So we started this concert, and it has grown around that to include a reception and silent auction, and it seems to get better every year. This is now the 15th year that they've organized this for us. We have two musicians coming in from out of town, Keith Robinson, actually who's somewhat local, who is a fabulous cellist, and pianist Jun-Soon Wang, who is from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Sounds good. And if people want to get tickets for this and get reservations in, how's the way to do that?
Well, there's two ways. Probably the easiest one is to go right on our website, which is earthdaycoalition.org. Or you can call our phone at 216-281-6468. Either way, you can pick up your tickets to come to the event.
Chef Jarrett, what do you have planned? Can you give us a little taste, no pun intended, for the event?
Yeah, we're going to kind of do like a little station. So you're going to have like five different tables you can kind of go around. And instead of like a formal sit down where that would be coursed out. It'll still sort of be coursed out, but you can just kind of walk around and pick and choose. We're going to do one table that just kind of has, you know, veggies, fruits, hummus, some bread, nuts, you know, that kind of stuff that you can kind of snack on. Then we're going to go into, we're going to have a squash soup, which is very, you know, obviously fall. We buy all those local. We're going to go into a squash panzanella. So panzanella is a traditional bread and tomato salad, but tomatoes are out of season now. So we're going to go with squash. Kind of gives it a little bit different take, kind of what we do at AMP. Then we're going to go into a braised beef short ribs with creamy polenta and Brussels sprouts. And then we're going to go into dessert, which will be chocolate panna cotta and assorted cupcakes that we buy locally. So, you know, if we can't do it ourselves, we still buy local. We try to support the other local companies in the area. So just kind of, you know, have fun, walk around, grab some good food, you know, socialize, and, you know, spend some money on supporting the Earth Day Coalition.
That sounds good. My mouth is watering. I can't speak, Greg, because I'm drooling thinking of all of that, too.
No, the different flavors.
Of course, did you hear? Hummus and nuts. You got to have nuts if you're going to have Earth Day Coalition in
sure.
there, right? Like that, a little bit of that always goes a long way for that. The Earth Day Coalition, again, it's earthdaycoalition.org for details about this event coming up on November 9th at the West Shore Unitarian Universalist Church in Rocky River. Our guest today has been Scott Saunders, who is the director of the Earth Day Coalition, as well as the chef from AMP 150, Jeff Jarrett. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Bruce, great to talk to you. Jeff, thanks for being there, too.
Yep, thank you.